Hola a todos, it's Michelle. I'm the admin for the Latina Lifestyle Instagram page. What's up? It is Tuesday night here in Sydney, Australia, around the 8:45 p.m. mark. I hope everyone had a lovely Mother's Day. I think Mother's Day is universal for everybody. So I think US, NZ, Australia, Europe, I think it's just pretty much across the board. Hope everyone had a really good Mother's Day if you're a mother, and if you're not, if your mother wasn't with you, then I'm sure she was surrounding you in a positive way. I sure had a good time with my mom. For anyone who listened to my last minicast, I was not sure what to do or where to take her, but I ended up just spending the morning with her. We had a little bit of desayuno and we were just hanging out. It was really good. You know, generally I don't hang out with her for 3 hours straight, but I really took the time to get to know my mom a little bit more, and she told me stories, man. She told me 3 hours worth of stories, and it was great. You know, like you really get to know about her history and the way she thinks, and her beliefs and her values a little bit more. I know they drill them into you every day, but it's good to see how she feels on a personal level, and it's not so much on a parental level. But damn, my mom can talk. It's so funny. I don't know if anyone else's mom does this, but instead of saying, like, I went to the shops today, my mom has a tendency to, like, go into finer detail, like really granular detail about every step of going to the shops. For example, you know, she said, like, you know, I woke up, y después me tomé un cafecito, y después me fui a ver Fluffy. Fluffy's like our cat, so she went to have a coffee, she went to go pet Fluffy, and then she found, like, her favorite canal, you know, favorite TV show, and then, I don't know, got her favorite pancito with mantequilla, like, she just, and then eventually, like, half an hour later, she told me how she ended up going to the shops, and I'm like, that's a cool story, mom, but you could wrap that up in, like, 2.5 seconds, like, it's not even, like, it's a juicy detail, it's just, like, there was the same kind of hype to the story, but I think it's because she doesn't have that much going on, that all the smaller details really mean something to her a lot more. Whereas me, I don't know if it's more because I get a lot more done in a day, or if it's because, I don't know, I don't think that detailed. I don't feel the need to, when I tell people stories, that much detail. But it was good, you know. I took one for the team. My brothers and my sister were with their families. So if they're listening, I took one for the team. it was good. But out of all the stories, there was one that really resonated with me, and it was a pretty cool story, to be honest. So there was a tour around Australia, and I think it was the person who organized it, there was one family from each continent. So for example, one from Europe, one family from South America, one family from Africa. I think it might have been even more broken up in terms of, like, Central America, Central Africa. Anyways, they chose one family and they studied about you and learnt your family history and how you migrated to Australia, and they asked for a few photos. And then you went around Australia with the Immigration Museum of Australia. And then afterwards they came back and sort of based themselves in Sydney, and now my family history is there. And it was really cool. Like, at first I was like, that's kind of weird, because, like, damn, like, my family history, everyone knows about, like, what the fuck went down with my family. But then it's actually because the lady who organized it said my family had a really good representation of what commonly happened of those in South America. So we went through a similar story to what a lot of other people did. So especially in Chile, we all fled because of Pinochet. So he kind of, like, started, there was a bit of civil war going on there. I don't know the political history of Chile and that war, so I'm not even going to delve into it, because I'll probably fuck it up and then someone will be like, that's not what happened, and I'll be like, all right, you know, you're probably right. I'm just saying that's the main reason why my family left Chile was because of Pinochet. That's it. I don't know fucking shit from that point onwards. That's probably something I should probably learn. But if I ask my mom that story, ay, mi Dios, she'll probably take like another 2 hours to explain it. But yeah, I hope everyone had a great Mother's Day on that topic. I don't mean to. I always bag out my poor mom, but she means well. She means well. Anyways, so I was a bit interested and intrigued by what the definition of a Latina, because obviously my Instagram page is Latina Lifestyle, right? And so I started doing a little bit of trying to search, not history, like for me sometimes history is a little bit boring. Like it's not like I search it enough that I post actually quite a lot of history on my page, whether it be cultural, societal history, or just present day history, whatever. I like it, and that's why I research, and that's why I find posts and I share it with everyone. But sometimes, you know, it gets a little bit boring. So I came across the Urban Dictionary, and I typed in Latina. I'm like, let's see what, you know, everyone knows Urban Dictionary can get a little bit crazy. I mean, it's kind of similar to Wikipedia, I guess, and just anyone can publish a definition. I think obviously Wikipedia, they tighten the reins a little bit. It's not as easily accessible. I don't know, but I know with Urban Dictionary, pretty much anyone and everyone can make a post within reason. So I started searching up some funny ones. So for example, here we go. One, a Latina is a female of Latin origin, mostly Spanish, as opposed to a Latino male. On a side note, Latinas are very hot and sexy. And I was like, okay, I like this one. It's all right. We all know that Latin origin isn't only specifically related to South America and Central America. It's also spread across to Portugal, Italians, those in Spain, even the French. I mean, they all derived from the Latin language. If anything, I think it was founded and developed in Rome. So if anything, Italians probably have that more right, so to speak, to call themselves Latinos. But anyways, I think there's another reason as to why Latin America is called Latin America. Another definition I came across was the only girl that still looks good if she is overweight. And oh my God, it's so true. It is so true. Like you can get a Latina who's like a size 20 and she still looks hot as fuck. And I have friends who are like a little bit on the, I say, beautiful size, curvaceous size, because there's just so many good qualities, like the big hair, the big lips, the beautiful curvaceous body, the caramel skin. Even if you have a few of those features, you can't help but look good. It looked good, and I really liked it. Where was the other one? Here we go. The hottest women on the face of the earth. No other woman comes close. They have tan, mocha skin, dark black hair, the best asses and curves in the world. Not to mention their asses are amazing. Could still be extremely attractive when overweight. So I think everyone has that kind of common idea that quite beautiful when we're overweight. And there was another really cute one that I liked. Where is it? Here we go. Prettiest and most warm-hearted girls in the world, typically interested in philosophy. I don't know what the fuck that means. I can understand why, because, you know, the philosophical. I think for me, Latinas who are really philosophical, when you get to the older, like when you get to the mum stage, I think that's when they are like that. The prettiest and most lovely ones are usually called Maria. I was like, what the fuck? Because it's so true. Like, I swear everyone knows a Maria. Everyone. I know probably about 10. I would say 7 of them are my tías. And when I say tías, I mean my mum's friends. In the Chilean culture, I was raised to call my aunties tía. Even if they weren't my blood tía, they were tías to me. And I know about 7. 7, hola tía María, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y cómo estás tú? Bien, muy bien, gracias. And then I know about 3 girls who are Maria, who I've met from like school or from the nightclubs or from working with them, or maybe about even 4, I'd say, Marias. It's so funny because I had a girl a friend, and she came up to me. I don't know if this happens to anyone else, but I had a friend come up to me, and she was like, oh, you're Latino. I know another Latino. Yeah, you guys, and they automatically think you're, like, related, or, you know, you must be next door neighbors or something. And I'm like, oh, cool, you know, that's nice. And then she was like, oh, you know, her name's Maria. And I was like, of course her name's Maria. I couldn't expect anything less. It's, you know what, as much as it's a common name, it's still a beautiful, sexy name. There's even a song after it. What's that song from Santana? It's probably one of my favorite songs. But yeah, that's, they're interesting. If anyone has a bit of spare time, look up Latina on Urban Dictionary. It's really funny. I was like, well, obviously I'm not going to learn shit from this. But it's just, I guess, for a little bit of a laugh. But thanks, everyone. I recently tagged a photo, I think yesterday or the day before, of, I think it was a beauty pageant. She was Miss Universe Guatemala. And if everyone saw her outfit, so she had a traditional outfit, and it was of a beautiful kind of a unique representation of a kite. And I think it was for a national day, November the 1st. I think it's a Santos de los Todos, something along those lines. And I think everyone should check it out. It's a beautiful photo. And I like that it's from Guatemala, because it's such a struggle to find content for Central American countries. Not that it's not available, it's just a little bit harder to find. And when I find it, I'm like, it's a gem, you know? I'm like, I gotta post this ahora. Make sure everyone sees it. Anyways, guys, enjoy the rest of your nights or days or whatever it may be. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, ciao.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.